Former US President George Bush Sr. has this morning been remembered as a man of public service, faith and family in an emotional state funeral. The crowd of politicians and dignitaries laughed and wept with his close friends and family as they shared stories of his humour and his sorrows. George H.W. Bush died on Friday at the age of 94. The former husband of missing woman Lynette Dawson will be extradited to New South Wales, where he's expected to be charged with her murder. Chris Dawson was arrested on the Gold Coast almost 37 years after his wife vanished from Sydney's northern beaches back in 1982. Her body has never been found. Chris Dawson maintains he had nothing to do with her disappearance. A British MP has published internal emails from Facebook showing the company considered charging developers for access to user data. The 250-page cache, including emails from CEO Mark Zuckerberg, was published online by the chair of a UK parliamentary committee that's investigating so-called fake news. Facebook has objected to their release, saying the emails are misleading. Indigenous director Warwick Thornton's critically acclaimed Western Sweet Country has won Best Picture at the Actor Awards last night. The film won 6 awards, including Best Director and Best Actor for Hamilton Morris's performance. 17-year-old Anguri Rice took Best Actress Award for her role in Bruce Beresford's movie Ladies in Black.